Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you the best in cantorial and Yiddish and all sorts of music. If you were listening to the first hour, you know that I'm doing a survey. I know that there's some of you who only listen to the second hour of Chazanis and don't particularly care for the first hour. And I'm wondering whether you think I should just do away with the first hour. So that's some feedback that I'm looking for from you. My email, as you know, is cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. And the question is, should I do away with the first hour of this program and just have 1 hour of Chazanis? I think 2 hours of Chazanis would be pretty tough. Unless you have other suggestions. So once again, obviously you're listening to this on the computer. You obviously have email, and I'm asking you for your feedback. I did do 2 hours for 12 or 18 years, and there's a lot of music that I enjoy personally. But if you're not listening to it, am I just talking to myself? So please let me know your thoughts. Again, I'd appreciate your contacting me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I know you all have very, very strong opinions, and I appreciate your comments. Well, those of you who attended the debut of the Cantorial Trio yesterday, I know all of you felt that it was quite a treat, as I did. I was just so proud of Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. And we had these two special guests, cantor Daniel Mutlu and Binyamin Bixenspan. And those were surprise guests. I just feel it's incumbent upon me, if I'm going to be involved in this, is to bring new talent to expose them to the audience. And it's something that I will endeavor to do if and when I ever do any more concerts. I did make up my mind that the short-term way to go is with kumzitzes, and you'll hear more about that in the near future, but it'll probably be at the West Side Institutional Synagogue, and we'll probably do it periodically every 2 or 3 months or so, and it's an opportunity for voices to be heard. Those of you who attended the Kumsitz a couple of months ago at West Side Institutional will remember that Binyamin Bixenspan came forth and he wowed us. You may recall his Rose of the Shabbos, which was just exquisite. And when I heard him, I made up my mind that this is someone I really want to help promote. And if you, so many of you ask me about you send me recordings and so forth, the best way is to come to a kumzitz and go before a crowd and let the crowd hear you and see how you, or hear how you perform for the audience. And nothing beats that. Nothing beats that. So anyway, I was just very proud. And Danny Gildar was his magnificent self. He's just a master at the piano. As I did mention, I ran 4 concerts in New Jersey in 1992, 3, 4, and 5, and Danny was with me there, and he was the accompanist at every concert that I've been involved with since then. And he's certainly a good luck charm, because he certainly knows how to interact with the performers and to help them along. He's really a master. So again, for those of you who did come to the concert, I appreciate your support, and we'll see where we go from here. I did get a lot of feedback, comments about how the concert could have been improved, and there's always room for improvement, and I appreciate your comments. Okay, with that said, let's get right to the Chazanis, because you're not interested in just hearing me spout off my my comments, but I do ask you to give me your feedback as to whether you think I should just do away with the first hour. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Should I do away with the first hour? Let's get to Itchimer Helfgott. and a classic of Harachamim. I haven't heard from Shamir for a while, and I've been negligent in that. Av Harachamim.
Oh,
Well, he's certainly special, isn't he? And Mickey, I don't know if the jet lag got to you. I don't know if you're listening, but I hope you're enjoying this. And Julian, I'm looking for your feedback. I know you had a lot more comments that you wanted to give me about the concert. Couple of things just about the concert. Those of you who are not familiar with this fact, I start all the concerts on time. I have great respect for my audience and for those people who come on time and they're there. I think it's not right to delay a concert and then to carry on with speeches. I heard about one concert that didn't start until 45 minutes after the supposed starting time and or the scheduled starting time, and I just don't think it's right. So those of you who were there yesterday, you know, it was 1 minute after two. Okay, you'll have to forgive me for that. And interesting feedback. There were a lot of interesting comments about the concert, but there seemed to be a consensus that one particular selection was a favorite, which was the Tecanto Shabbos. That was a trio with Lemmer, Muller, and Miller. It was an arrangement by Israel Adelson, and those of you are aware of the fact that I had commissioned Israel Adelson to write the specific arrangements for the trio. There's one more that was written, and you'll hear it hopefully sometime in the future. That was a very, very interesting piece of Chazanis. And I think we need more of that. We need more of special arrangements of new Chazanis, if you will. Criticism that perhaps we play a lot too much of the old standards, and people are looking for something new. But it has to be new and good, right? Yes. Once again, I just want to repeat my request for feedback for those of you listening to the second hour. Do you also listen to the first hour, or as far as you're concerned, should I eliminate the first hour? I just want to see if 95% of you feel that way. Well, I might consider that. So please email me at cbjmusic@aol.com, and let me hear your thoughts about this. Of course, the vast majority of my recordings and tapes and CDs are non-Chazanis. I have about 2,000 of Chazanis and maybe 12 or whatever, well over 10,000 of all the other music. Okay, back to Shamir Helfgott with Lador Vador.
Oh.
Shamira Helfgott, yes. And it's Charlie Vernhout, hoping you're enjoying the program as I am enjoying bringing it to you. Let's go to Moshe Osher. Haven't heard from him for a while. He was born in 1907. He died in 1958. 51 years old. That's really rather young. Yeah. A lot of the Ray Cantors did die young for whatever reason. He was born in Bessarabia. He emigrated with his family to Canada in 1921 when he was 14 years old. There he joined up with a Yiddish theatrical company and soon appeared on the Yiddish stage in New York City. He led his own company on a tour to Buenos Aires in Argentina in 1932. Returning to America 2 years later, he decided to become a chazan as his father and grandfather had been. He conducted services in New York City and was noted for his Hasidic-like interpretations of traditional prayers. He starred in Yiddish films, The Cantor's Son, Yankel the Blacksmith, and The Vilna Bala Bessel. and he made numerous recordings of chazanis and Jewish folk songs. His heart may have been in the theater, but his soul remained with the synagogue. That's a little bit about Moshe Oysher. Let's hear Av Horachamim. Av Horachamim, Moshe Oysher.
Say
Wow, that was rather different, wouldn't you say? Moshe Osher, he died in 1958. Well, I guess I just wasn't into Chazonis at the time. I don't know what I was. 1958, oh, I know. I was stationed in 54 to 56. I was in Japan in the Army. So, yeah, I was in college. 1958. Didn't get into Chazonis and the like until 77. Well, I may try to make up for that. Let's hear another Osher, Yibone HaMikdash. Yibone HaMikdash.
Rotsoin melefunecho ye ye rotsoin ye ye rotsoin ye Bishop, we love you.
ciò me lo cobeirò, ai tate beirò. Chi me ha dovan ufsonim cadmonio.
Well, as you can tell, both of those were from live performances, and he certainly was unique, wasn't he? To say the least, he was unique. That was Moshe Osher. Well, I have an apology to make. You know, I guess I am getting old. Sometimes, you know, when I meet a person, I meet a lot of people, and I meet them out of context or in context, and if I haven't met a person for many, many times, once or twice, and then it was quite a few years ago, actually, and I apologize to Yaakov Rosenfeld. He was at the concert, and I didn't recognize him there, and he came up to me, and here I have his CD, Raze Olam, and please accept my apology, Yaakov. Let's hear your chanting or rendition of a Shabbat medley. So this is Yaakov Rosenbaum. Rosenfeld.
Before Lord. ידיד נפש, אב רחמון, אב רחמון. משויך בכל רצוי נחום, יורצאו דחוקי מויאיור ישתחבל לדורכו יהרב לו ידידו יסכו מנו יפיס יצוב וחוב
verwundete Schummes von deinem Volk ist Ruhe.
Rapper
is from the album Raze Olam, Yaakov Rosenfeld. Yeah, I just was realizing why my disorientation with you, Yaakov, because I always think of you as being in Israel. And I just didn't expect to. I just seemed out of place to see you in Manhattan at the Merkin Hall. Okay, that's my excuse. You'll have to forgive me. He's a protege of Levi Kanis, and of course, those of you familiar with the fine work that Levi has been doing. You know, I played Tzvi Weiss a couple weeks ago. And there are so many other fine cantors who are under his tutelage, so to speak. Well, let's hear another of Yaakov Rosenfeld. This is Halbein Chatoenu. Halbein Chatoenu.
וחצמר כמו שכל סוף לכון וניבו
Yaakov Rosenfeld, and I hope, Yaakov, that you accept my apologies. Let's just say I'm old age. I gotta have some excuse. Many of you were at the concert yesterday, and you heard Shimmy Miller, and let's hear his father, Ben Sion Miller. This is Noaritzachor. Ben Sion Miller, the chazan at Bethel in Borough Park.
Shoyalim, Israel, Ozer.
Yes, this is the fastest 2 hours in Jewish radio. time goes by so quickly when you're having fun. Well, I may have a special next week. If not, it'll be in 2 weeks from now. Harvey Waldman, the son of Label Waldman, is coming to my apartment, and we're going to record a two-hour special about his father. We did one of Label Waldman about 20 years ago with Harvey, but this Harvey has some rare recordings that he has found subsequent to that interview, and we're going to have some fresh music, some of the old music, some of his great Yiddish, and some great stories, because there are a lot of great stories about Label Waldman. So anyway, next Sunday will be the interview, and I'll either present it the following evening on Monday, or wait a week or two. We'll see how things develop. I'm looking forward to that. And don't forget, I'm doing my survey for those of you who are listening to the second hour. Do you ever listen to the first hour? Is it something I should consider just forgetting about? Or do you have any other suggestions? Anyway, oh yes, cbjmusic@aol.com. You know how to reach me. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, for those of you who attended the concert yesterday, I know you joined me in wishing the Cantorial Trio much success for the future. They certainly had a wonderful debut. I was so proud of them. And you'll hear more about them, I'm sure, in the future. Anyway, thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.